So now let's talk about how you might discover if whether somebody's normally organized or reversed organized. That's the first thing you want to do with iPatterns. And there's many other uses for iPatterns as well that we're going to delve into as we go deeper into this training series. So let's talk about finding whether somebody's normally or reversed organized at this time. So there's some questions that you can ask the individual as you look at them. You'll be able to do this more intuitively and conversationally as you progress. But what I want to do right now is just give you some very simple questions that you can ask to notice where the individual's eyes move. You'll be able to do it less obtrusively as you progress in your skill level. So here are the questions that you can ask to find out whether somebody's normally or reversed organized. The first question, and you just all you want to do is watch the individual as you're asking the questions. Now, when you're watching somebody and asking these types of questions, you'll want to be standing directly in front of them, because if you're standing to one side or another, where you're standing can actually interfere with where their eyes go to retrieve information. One more thing that I'd like to mention before you begin to ask these questions is it's possible. Remember we talked earlier about preferred representational systems. Or primary representational systems. A person's either going to be primarily visual, auditory, kinesthetic, or auditory digital. That's going to be their primary representational system. Now I'd like to introduce another term, if I may, which is lead representational system. The lead representational system is simply where somebody may go when you ask them any question as a lead prior to searching for and retrieving the specific information that you asked for. So if you ask them the question, for example, what color was the room that you grew up in? That's a visual remembered question. So the person should look up to visual remembered. Now the thing is, if the person has a lead representational system of kinesthetic, they may go down and check their kinesthetics and check how they feel about the question you asked them before they go up to visual remembered to access that. If they have a lead representational system of auditory digital, they may go inside and repeat the question to themselves in their own mind before they go up to visual remembered and access that memory or the response to the question that you asked them. An individual can have a lead representational system of any of the quadrants. That means that if you ask them a visual remembered question, such as what color was the room you grew up in, and they go over to auditory construct or go down to auditory digital before going to visual remembered. So if they hit one and then go up to visual remembered, that's okay. They were just accessing their lead, what we call their lead representational system before they actually process that's the way they process the question that you asked before they retrieve the information that you asked for. Now, one very important point to remember is that the lead representational system is not necessarily going to be the same as the preferred representational system or the primary representational system. They're two distinctly different things. The lead system is simply where they go first with their eyes when you ask them any question. Quick story, the U.S. Army actually, there were some neurolinguistic programming modelers, NLP modelers, that went into the U.S. Army and told them that they could reduce their training times by a fraction of the time by modeling their top marksman and then redesigning a new training for the other marksmen within the troops. And sure enough, they were able to do that. In fact, they cut the training time down in a third for the U.S. Army, for the marksmen, for the pistol shooters. And they also, not only did they cut the training time down by a third, but they increased the results that they were producing. Everybody within that attended the new trainings ended up in the top 80th to 90th percentile after a training that took a fraction of the time. So they really produced good results for the U.S. Army. And so the U.S. Army began really looking into neurolinguistic programming, and they began to do a study of eye patterns. And they actually ran several studies where they said that eye patterns weren't true or weren't real. And what they would do is they would have a sergeant within the army ask certain questions of another individual and watch where their eye patterns went. So they might ask him a visual remembered question, and then the person went down to auditory digital before going to visual remembered. And so they said, well, this person went to auditory digital, so these eye patterns can't be real. But what was happening is that the person was actually accessing their lead representational system. So the person was simply repeating the question to themselves in their mind before going up and accessing the information. So watch for these. Funny story. So watch for these. And here's the questions that you can ask to determine whether somebody's normally or reversed organized. Once again, as you progress, you're going to become more conversational with this. You'll be able to do it in a less obtrusive way. But in the beginning, practice this way. So you're going to sit in front of a person, directly in front of a person, and you're going to ask the question, what color was the room you grew up in? And just notice where their eyes go to. Now remember, they could go to their lead representational system before accessing the memory that you asked them to access. Notice where their eyes go to. Do they go to visual remembered, which is up and to their left, or up to the right-hand side as you look, which a normally organized right-handed person would go to, or do they go to the other side? In which case, we could make the postulation that perhaps they're reversed organized. But we don't know yet. I like to keep an open mind and avoid jumping to conclusions until I've asked a few questions. So that's the question you can ask to determine where their visual remembered is. What color was the room you grew up in? Another question that you can ask is, what would your room look like if it were blue? For this question, the person is going to have to construct the room, unless it is blue, right? In which case you'll change the color. But when you ask them what their room would look like if it were blue, they're going to have to go inside and construct that image. So the person, if they're normally organized, should look upward and to their right or to the left-hand side as you look at them in order to construct that. If they're reversed organized, they'll look to the opposite side. And by this time, you should be making a postulation as to whether the person is normally or reversed organized. And remember to account for the lead representational system. The next question that you can ask to discover where their auditory remembered is, auditory remembered, remember auditory is side to side. The question you can ask is, what was the last thing I said? So they're going to have to remember what you said. In order to do that, they may go over to auditory remembered. Here's the distinction between auditory and auditory digital. Auditory will be somebody else's voice or music or something like that, where auditory digital is your own voice. So remember, auditory is side to side. So if they're looking side to side, they're doing something in the auditory representational channel, either remembering or constructing. And if they're normally organized, they should look to their left for auditory remembered, or to the right-hand side as you look at them. So the question is, what was the very last thing I said? Or you could ask them, can you remember the sound of your mother's voice? Which will cause them to go to auditory remembered. The next question for auditory constructed, making up sounds that you've not heard before, the question is, what would I sound like if I had Donald Duck's voice? Can you imagine that? What I would sound like if I had Donald Duck's voice? And notice where they go, right? So either they're going to go over to the left-hand side or the right as you look at them. If they are normally organized, they should look to their right or to the left-hand side as you look at them. If they're reversed organized, it will be the opposite. Now, the next one is for auditory digital. This is where your eyes go when you're talking to yourself or you're having internal dialogue. And the question that you can ask them is, can you recite the Pledge of Allegiance to yourself? If they're from another country, you may ask them to recite their favorite poem, something without music, because otherwise they may be utilizing the auditory channel instead of the auditory digital channel. But can you recite the Pledge of Allegiance to yourself is a wonderful question. And just notice where their eyes go when they do that. If they're normally organized, they'll look downward and to their left, or downward and to the right as you look at them. The next one is kinesthetic, which is feelings or sense of touch. Generally, you'll look in this direction when you're accessing your feelings. So the question you ask is, what does it feel like to touch a wet rug? What does it feel like to touch a wet rug? If they're normally organized, they should look downward and to their right or to the left-hand side as you look at them, as you face them. What does it feel like to touch a wet rug? If they're reversed organized, it'll be on the opposite side. So those are the questions that you can ask. Your exercise with this is going to be to go out and to notice where people's eyes go when you talk to them. Best thing you could possibly do is actually find a friend, sit down in front of them, and ask them these questions and notice where their eyes go, remembering to account for the lead representational system. Practice this like this, and then within a short period of time, you'll be able to notice these things without having to ask these specific questions. You'll be able to just notice where their eyes go and realize whether or not they're normally or reversed organized. Your exercise for today is this. Your exercise is to go out, find somebody, find a friend that you can sit in front of, directly in front of, and go through the questions for eye patterns. And just notice, is the person normally organized or reversed organized? So that's the exercise. Have fun with it. And we'll be building on these exercises tomorrow. And remember, if a thing is humanly possible, consider it to be within your reach.